Good morning. And start recording. We're going to talk about what's next today. Y'all, it's going to be good. Oh, shit. Forgot to do the share screen. Hang on. You'd think one day I would get used to all this. Share my screen. Play. All right, here we go. All right. So, we're going to do today, we're going to talk about what's next as a no BS woman. And we're going to talk about if you're on the fence, and then we're going to talk about the free stuff, boss lady. So the other day I was actually in the free group and I was talking to you guys, and basically there's three people. There is the person who's already joined and you need to know what's next. So I want to make sure that, you know, you're here, you're finishing out the challenge. Also, my own members are in a 21-day challenge and they did the last week with you. So I want to make sure that we start off with everybody that is a member, here's what you're going to be doing for the next week. I want to get you guys started because tomorrow at noon Central Time in Zoom. So if you go to pnptribe.com and you log in, we should have a banner on the front page, or you can go to the training counter. It says, here's your call. This is kicking it all off with Corinne. So I wanted to make sure we cover you guys, and then we're going to talk to all the people that are on the fence. Like, kind of what's going on for you and stuff. And I'm just going to kind of give you some insight into your mind about why you might be scared, why the decision is such a struggle. We're going to talk about that part. And then the other day, I was actually in the group, and there's a lot of people who, like, literally just can't afford to join. It's like, I've got to be a free stuff boss lady. And, you know, finances are making the decision for me. So for you guys, or maybe you just have a lot of success and you're just like, no, I'm doing just fine. Like, I don't have a lot of the thought work. So I want to give you guys a plan so that you guys have something moving forward, so that if you are going to join in March or you're just going to hang out there, I want to just set you guys up. So I told the group the other day that I would set you guys up. So that's how this is going to roll. We're going to do all the no BS women, we're going to get you straight. All you on the fencers, we're going to get you straight. Free boss ladies, we're going to get you straight. All right. So, and I will just tell you, as everything, at every point that I teach, you will learn something from each part. So if you are, you know, thinking that you don't need to hear this, you do. Just listen to the whole thing and take you some notes. And I guarantee you, I will drop wisdom out my ass at some point during all of it. All right. For my no BS women. Sunday, 12 p.m. Central Time is the kickoff with me. We are going to do these things. We're going to do 60-day goal setting. I'm going to teach you how to set a goal. It's very interactive. You can ask questions in the Q&A. My coaches will be there. They will be in the chat answering questions so we can clear up a lot of confusion and stuff. Then we're also going to do a section on making your planner a habit, where I'm going to take you through all my planners downstairs where I used it this morning. I'm going to take you through the planner because every member gets one in PDF format, or you can order one. I'm going to just take you through it quickly on how to make it a habit, why we have it designed this way for you, how this is going to make life easier for you. So I'm going to give all those kinds of tips and tricks. I'm also going to walk you through a little bit on the ideal day. I just think setting up an ideal day is really important. So we're going to take you through a little of that. The next thing we'll do is fitting no BS into a busy lifestyle. So I'm going to like re go through, like, here's how to make sure that you're covering the basics. Like, these are the things. If you did nothing else and you did it at your pace, you will lose weight just fine. So I'm going to take you through that piece and then go over avoiding diet burnout. And avoiding diet burnout is like, hook me up to the hose. I gotta take it all in, and looking around and noticing so and so is doing this, and I see this over here, and should I be doing it? We're gonna clear all that shit up tomorrow. Now, if you can't attend at the live kickoff call, please do not sad emoji, wank wank, be an Eeyore, automatically flush yourself down the self-esteem toilet, whatever it is that you guys love to do around something that's not a problem. You are going to be now treated like a no BS woman. No BS women don't use frowny emojis when they can listen to a replay. We are, like, you'll hear me say this 1,000 times. We are grown ass women up in there now. When you join, you automatically graduate to the grown-ass woman pool. And in the grown-ass woman pool, this is what we're doing. If we can't attend live, then we figure out when we can do the replay, and we focus and we listen as if we're live. That's it. And I guarantee you, there will be thousands of people on there asking all the questions. You ain't going to have some damn unicorn question that ain't going to get answered, or you ain't got nowhere to post. I promise you, your needs are going to get met. The one thing I know that I do well is making sure people's needs are met. I don't care if you pay me a dime or not. I hope that what everybody learned this week through the Food Made Easy Challenge is not only am I good at making sure that food is easier than it's ever been in your entire life, but I fucking show up like a boss. I know this about me. I take care of people. That's just the way it rolls. All right, so we're going to avoid diet burnout. So that's going to be your call tomorrow. Let me just go back. For the rest of the week, this is all you have to do. You just need to get through your orientation, which I believe, Kathy, tell me if I'm wrong, it takes about 15 minutes to go through the entire orientation, maybe 20. I even encourage you when you're listening, we give you a control where you can put me on 2x speed. I am like Dolly Parton. I'm not ever going to be talking so fast that you can't speed my ass up and listen to me in half the time that you need. You do your orientation, and the very last video says, you've completed orientation. Now start your no BS. When you log into your home screen, it says step one, orientation. Step two, no BS. I don't confuse you. It's like, we got two steps. I'm going to get your mind right in orientation and get you set up, and then you're going to start learning how to lose your fucking weight. And you just watch the videos. We keep them to 10 to 15 minutes in length at max on purpose. Because I know you guys are busy. Now, some of you can sit there and binge on them because they're so good and Netflix out, and a lot of you are doing that. But some of you are busy, and you got to just layer in when you have these little spots. That's why I keep everything small chunked. The rest of the week, you're going to focus on those no BS lessons. That's it. Now, if you want to attend any of our live calls that week, you're an OBS woman. Guess what? Put that shit on your calendar. We're going to be talking all things module one. We're going to coach you on the worksheets. One night is all about worksheets. Another day is all about coaching with me on the key concepts. And then we have Q&A. We're going to take care of you all week long. So you get to do as little or as much as you want. And then if you have to miss anything and you would like to watch it, it always goes in the replay. So you'll have the video replay and you'll also have it in your private member podcast. All you have to do is push play whenever you're ready. And our replays usually take about 24 hours to come up. So within a lot of times we're faster than that. Sometimes it's up in the same day. But if it's not up in the same day, we get it up within about 24 hours. Okay, now we can move on to all my fence sitters. I've always said, sitting on a fence is fucking terrible for your hoo-ha. So let's figure out whether you're in or you're out. I do not want you sitting around the rest of the day suffering through indecision, worrying if you should join. That sucks. The one gift I always give myself is the gift of decision. And then when I make my decision, guess what I do? I don't regret, second guess, look back, wonder, or whatever. So I'm going to challenge you today. For a lot of you, one of the biggest reasons why you sit around and feel so emotionally drained all the time is because you refuse to make decisions. I don't know what I should eat. I don't know what I should do. I don't know. Should I go tonight? Should I go out to eat tonight? I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, we do a lot of that horseshit. I want you to think about all the places in your life where you're sitting around and wondering the what ifs all the time. It's such a waste of time. Let's get faster at making decisions. The faster you are at making decisions, the faster you get to making mistakes and learning, or the faster you get to the solution. But sitting around in indecision, trying to figure out the perfect answer to everything, slows people down. I'd rather see somebody make 10 mistakes and then find their solution. They will get there faster than someone who thinks that there's a perfect answer out there. And they just keep searching and procrastinating and looking for it. So stop thinking, what if I fail? So, like, most dumbass question ever was, and yet we will just sit there and be like, oh no, got this question in my head. Just because your brain thinks something doesn't mean you need to only think it. Just because your brain is asking, what if I fail, doesn't make it an authority. It makes it wrong. It's the wrong fucking question. It feels terrible. Let me ask you this. If you ask the question, what if I fail, does your brain even consider anything good? It'd be like trying to buy a house and saying, like you're looking at a house, you really want to buy it, and you're so like, what if it has all kinds of things wrong with it? What if everything in there is the wrong color? What if in 3 years I hate everything about it? Like, you'd never buy a house, ever. Guess what we do when we look at a house? We go in and we ask, like, will this work for me? And we start looking for ways it will work. And then the ways it won't will stand out. But we don't have to be only trained on all the flaws. This is what you guys do in order to try to, like, lose weight. Well, I really want to lose weight. But first, before I do that, I really only want to find the problems with me. And then hope that I'm going to have courage, or hope that I'm going to be motivated, or I'm going to sit there and wonder, like, I just don't know why I can't make a decision. I don't know why I'm so scared and doubting. It's like, I don't know. Your fucking focus is ridiculous. So start thinking, what if I figure it out? So all of you owe it to yourself today. You've got to do this. If you're sitting around afraid and doubting, if you're thinking more about, here's all the things I can't do, here's all the things I'm afraid of, and you just feel like weight loss is harder for you, you have got to realize that this is a normal pattern that brains go through. You ain't special. You ain't a unicorn. You ain't broken. You ain't some weird anomaly. You ain't less than everybody. Whatever bullshit you got going on in your brain right now, you have a pattern of thinking. It's a habit to think that way for you. That's it. And until you understand how your brain works, which is what I teach, you will never break that habit of thinking. Habits aren't just how much water you drink and when you wake up in the morning and if you work out. Like, that's like the physical realm of habits. There's mental habits too. There's the mental habit of sitting around dwelling, second guessing, being an indecision, thinking terrible things about yourself, questioning if you can do things, assuming you'll never get it right. That's also a habit. And it's just a pattern that repeats for a lot of us. I did it for years. I get it. I spent 30 something years thinking that way. I know. Even after I lost my weight, I hadn't even broke the habit yet. I had to keep unlearning it over and over again to where I got really good at noticing when I'm doing it. So know that you're normal. At least everybody, like, take a big deep breath in, like, breathe in some confidence. And then I want you to just blow out the bullshit. Like, take a collective breath. The problem is that you haven't spent enough time thinking about what might go right for you. It won't feel easy to do it because you're not used to doing it. A lot of what might go right, your brain will still want to tell you, but it still could go wrong. It still could go wrong. I don't know if you can believe that. Blah, blah, blah. It's just your brain doing it because it's so overused. Just like, you know how overeating makes us overweight? Overuse of negative thinking makes us negative about ourselves. It erodes our self-worth. It erodes our self-confidence. It erodes the relationship and trust that we have with ourselves. And the only way to conquer it is what's called equal airtime. Your brain unconsciously and is in the habit of thinking one way. So now you've got to use the part of your brain that I will explain inside of No BS, the conscious brain part. It's the reasoning part of your brain. It's the one that makes decisions. It's the one that thinks out pros and cons. It's the one that, like, looks at things and solves things. That part of the brain, the conscious brain, has to be turned on. by you. It doesn't just come on magically. It doesn't just listen to enough podcasts that it's like, oh, all of my doo-doo thoughts are now gone. That's not what happens. Trust me, if I had like a whiteboard eraser and go into your brain and scrub out what I don't like, I'd be the richest woman in the world. But until that day comes and I figure that shit out, the best that I can tell you is that it's time to turn your conscious brain on and give it an opportunity to reason with your habit brain. The one that's scared right now. The one that's hurting. The one that's afraid. Because that's all that's really going on in your brain right now. There is a part of you that doesn't know any better. She is afraid. She doesn't know how to trust herself yet. She doesn't know what to do. And you, as the conscious part, has to come in and say, here's the things that could go right. Here are the things we can learn. Here are the ways that I know I could show up for myself. Here are the things that I know about me that could help us. What that does is it allows you to take the habit brain that's freaking out and jacking up your nervous system, and it starts calming her down. And for some people, it helps to visualize a scared version of you that's almost childlike. And then you as the adult walking into the room and saying like, I got this. Here are the things that I know we can do. Here's why it's not as scary as we think. Here are the things that we could, that might work for us. A lot of times that's just, if nothing else, it gives you space to make your decision. It calms you down so that you're not just in that jacked up, freaking out stage where you're scared as fuck. So say to yourself, this is me thinking I can't do it. And I'm not allowing myself to believe that anymore without a fight. You've got to walk into the room and have the conversation with yourself. So here's exactly what to do. You have to just notice when you're scared and doubting. And you remember, this is me making me a problem. Fear and doubt comes from when you think something's wrong with you as a person. And this is why you can't lose weight. You're not a problem. You have habits. You have a brain that's working one way. And we just need to figure out the things that you think that get in the way of your success and unwind them one at a time. So instead of thinking I'm the solution, instead I want you to think I'm the solution to this. I'm not the problem. Every single time that you have fear and doubt. Guys, this is good for all of you because even those of you who have already joined, you're going to bust up into the group and either be scared or you're going to be thrilled. But at some point, everybody's going to flatline. Everybody who's scared as fuck is going to come up and have some ease. Like they're going to start, all right, it's not as scary as I thought. You're going to mellow out. Those of you who are excited as fuck, eventually what happens is you're going to flatline and it's just going to be normal and routine. It's not going to be exciting and stuff anymore. It's going to be just what we do. And that's when we have to really be aware of ourselves and remember that we're never a problem. There's just always a solution. I'm the solution. People, I do want to tell you, this is why the scared as fuck mentality, the indecisive, like, I don't know if I can do this. This is why it comes up. Guys, pay attention to this because this comes up in all areas of life. So whether you're going to be working with me or not, this you need to take notes on because this is important. It's very indicative of someone who has low self-worth or low self-love. A lot of times we'll say things like, I don't feel deserving of self-care. I don't feel deserving of this. I'm not worth the money. Those are all signs of a worthiness issue. I mean, how many of us have said, I feel selfish when I take care of myself? I talked about this the other day. This is this example of, I feel like my self-worth is like not in check. This is an indicator light going off that this is the work you have to do. And it's okay and it's normal to feel that way. Like anything that you're thinking and feeling about yourself, I just want you to like be in the space of like, it's okay that I think these things right now. It's okay that I feel this way. I've spent a lifetime doubting and talking to myself it's not so great. That's all that's going on here. You could have been raised this way. It could be environmental influences you have now in your life. All that's happening, though, is that you just have this collection of thinking, but I want you to realize that even with low self-worth and even with low self-love, you can still take positive actions even if you don't believe in yourself yet. Most of you who are on the fence, you want to feel confident it's going to work. That's not likely to happen. It's not likely to happen for a little while. It's the wrong feeling to be looking for. Confidence only comes from doing things over and over and over again when you doubt until your brain starts seeing you succeed a little bit, and then it starts going, okay, I think we're doing it. That's what happened with me. When I was at 250, the reason why I set the bar so low on so many things is because I knew I needed that low barrier to entry so that I could start doing things and experience what it was like to have a little success. I didn't have any confidence, but I knew that if I kept things small and doable, that I could be willing to do it, that I could override my fears. So that's why I kept things like that. And that's why I teach this way all throughout the NoBS program. So for all of you who are very indecisive right now and don't know what to do, you don't need to be looking for confidence right now. The key thing you need to be looking for is courage. Because it will take you to be courageous to say, like, I know I'm scared. I know I'm doubting. I know all these things. I know all these things that I'm thinking. But if I, in my gut, think this is for, like, the thing that could help me, I have to have courage first. That's why so many people end up not doing a lot of things in their life, because they mistakenly think they have to feel motivated first or confident first or assured. Okay, that shit doesn't come until you've already done some things and your brain settles down and starts to trust that it can work because you've seen it working. That's why courage and willingness have to come first. Always. So you have to learn how to let the feelings of doubt and fear come, but still do things you know that at the end of the day, you want to do them for yourself. That's the key. That's the magic. So be the kind of person who allows herself to feel the things that she feels, thinks the things that she thinks about herself, and says, I understand that this is just how I think, but I'm willing to move forward anyway in my life, no matter what that is. I know things that I can do that are good for me. I can start with those even before I believe in myself. So each time you think you don't deserve it or you can't do it, just say no. I never make decisions from my fear anymore. I don't make decisions from fear. So if you're going to be a no and you're not going to join, I want it to be because you're confident that you're going to do it on your own, that now is just not the right time for you. That's the no's that I want. I want you practicing saying no from a place of, I have my own back. I don't say no because I'm just too scared and afraid of what will happen. All that does is keep you afraid. You get no practice at courage. You get no practice at willingness. You get no practice at sitting back and thinking about what's possible when you do that. But don't be a no because you are scared or feeding into the I'm not good enough cycle. That's detrimental. So that's what I want you thinking about today. All right. If you are a free stuff boss lady, girls, now's your time. Get your hands and your pens and your paper out and let's do this. Number one, you are feeling like, hell yes, Corinne, my time has arrived. Thank you for this challenge and I am going to do it. Or it's like, you know what? I just need a little help. Like, I can't really afford this right now. I've already done my math. I will say this before you guys, like everybody who says it's a money issue, There was a bunch of people who did this yesterday and went in and just gave them a standing ovation. If you think it's a money issue, but you haven't done the math yet, for fuck's sake, do the math. You often, this is what our brain says before we do something that we're afraid of, like before we take a program online, before we sign up for college, before we, you know, like think about all the things that we're afraid of. We always was like, ooh, it's a money issue first. Do the math and just make sure it is. If it's not a money issue, then figure out why you're so afraid and then give yourself the opportunity to at least think about how you could succeed. Even if you're still a no, it's fucking valuable mental work to do. The best mental work we can always do is like prove to ourselves, like, is my thinking actually accurate here? Is this truly a money issue? Or am I just using that as an easy way to say no and not have to deal with my fears? Don't do that either. But some of you, I get it. It's like legit. You're in other countries. It's COVID times. Whatever's going on. This is what this part is for you. I want you to know this. You still got to pay. There are no free rides in life. Weight loss ain't going to be some big extravagant free ride. I don't care if I do have a free podcast. You have to pay with self-accountability. You got to pay with overcoming your overwhelm by yourself. You've got to pay with bootstrapping the stuff together in a way that fits you. And you got to pay with grit. This is the most important one. And this is the one that I want to focus on. Because for all of you who are going to be using the free stuff, you've got to use grit. There are 5 characteristics of weight loss grit. Guys, I literally researched this for the last 2 days because I wanted this in here. So I hope you all enjoy it. I was like, oh my God, I love the concept of grit. So I studied grit and I came up with a weight loss grit for you. All right. So number one, the first characteristic of someone who's going to do it on their own, you have to build the skill of keep going when shit hits the fan, when the self-doubts come up or when you'll fail. People who are ready to do it on their own know that no matter what in life happens, they will be able to keep going. They're not going to be using those things as excuses anymore. Then the self-doubts come up, like when the scale's not moving, when you think you should be losing faster, when the normal things start happening, you're going to need to be the kind of person who overrides self-doubt with courage. The other thing is when you start fearing that you're going to fail, there's nobody that ever loses weight who has had one past failure in the past where their brain, like the first overeat, the first weekend, fuck it. The vacation you said you were going to be so good on and you end up face down in margaritas all weekend long, you start thinking that you're not going to be able to do it. You start thinking that you're going to fail. The first characteristic of grit, of weight loss grit, is knowing that these things come up and I have a contingency plan for that version of me and I know how to keep going. The second one is you plan your food from a place of, you know, it helps you stay focused instead of sacrificing long-term goals for the short-term reliefs. So what this means is with weight loss grit is you're going to be planning, but when you're planning, you're not telling yourself, I have to. You're not forcing yourself. You're not doing it only on the good days and on the bad days, not. You really understand this idea of like, okay, we make our plans because I see the long game and I'm willing to get there. And I understand how to meet myself where I'm at. I understand how to do it in a doable way. And in the moments I don't want to, I understand I'm seeking that short-term relief and I know what to say to myself in those moments. The next characteristic of weight loss grit is you know how to stay confident, committed, and optimistic in yourself, despite what comes up. All that means is that your self-talk is on the lock. It means that when, let's say, somebody says, you suck. I don't like your presentation. You shouldn't say it that way. And like you get a scathing review from your boss. In those moments, you're still very committed. You're still very optimistic about you. And you're very confident that you can figure it out. You don't sit there and be like, oh my God, they hurt my feelings and they shouldn't say shit like that. And then go off into, oh my God, I'm going to lose my job and I'm going to be homeless. You don't spiral anymore. Weight loss grit means that you are practicing over and over again confidence, commitment, and optimism in yourself, regardless of the rest of the world. The fourth component is you focus on patience and progress. You're not sitting around thinking things should go faster. You don't need to be in a hurry for your weight loss because you're so focused on what you're doing and figuring out how to enjoy it and finding all the ways that you're making progress that would never even like get on your radar. And in the moment it does, you know how to steer yourself back to a line of thinking that gets you aligned with, no, I'm changing my life. There's no hurry for that. I'm figuring out now how to appreciate it. I'm doing all of those things. The last part that's going to be required of you for weight loss grit is you just keep going no matter what. Newness does wear off. Things do get confusing at some point. That's part of the normal cycle of weight loss. Your hunger will start changing. How much you can eat will start changing. The way people interact with you as you lose weight starts changing. There's all these factors that go on. But through all of it, you decide to keep going through it. Keep going through it. You know where you're going, and like quit's just not in your blood, you're in your DNA. So for all of you who are going to like, or I want to show you this. This is how I want you to start laying it out. So on social for all of my free stuff girls, please make sure you're following me on Instagram and on Facebook, whichever platform you love the most. The links are Corinne_Crabtree is on Instagram. Facebook.com/PNP girl is how you follow me on Facebook. The reason why I want you following my social is because I post a lot of positive motivation, tips, little videos, like quick hits and things like that. I think it's important for your social feeds, not only to see normal bodies, but it's also need to see normal thinking. You also need to see more positivity than negativity than any time in the world. So part of doing it for free is making sure that you are following, you are engaging with a comment. Don't be just sitting there double tapping on Instagram or doing a like. Leave comments because inside the comments are going to be your community. The people who went through this challenge are now going to be engaging in those posts. These are the people that you want to build as your No BS Woman community on the outside. So get to know them. Leave comments and stuff. And you never know when I'm going to come in and work with you for a second. I go through and I like a lot of things. Sometimes I leave little comments, but my team, they check a lot of my public social. If they know somebody needs a podcast, guess what they do? They give you the link. So you never know when we're looking and we're there to help you. I can't guarantee we will be, but you do have this community that follows me. Tap into it. Also, use the hashtag No BS Woman. You don't have to be inside the membership. I follow hashtag No BS Woman on the Instagram. So very often, I love to see this stuff. You never know when I'm going to like cheer you on or see something that you're doing and celebrate you. So make sure you're engaging. For trainings, you want to make sure that you subscribe to the podcast at fit.click/podcast. The name of it is Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne. It drops every single Friday. We're only going to be doing Friday episodes. We're going to be taking the Saturday episodes out of the podcast because I'm no longer going to be doing the Wednesday Facebook Live Q&As for the public. For all of my members, that Q&A is going to be yours now. We're going to be doing them. We're putting them on the calendar. I believe they start on Wednesdays in October for all of you. So we've got a lot of members now, and I've got to really get dialed in and focused. But for all of you who are going to be using the free stuff, the episodes drop every Friday. They're golden. Golden as the baby Jesus's diaper. So go to pnp411.com if you're going to want to watch some of the older Facebook Lives. I have got 3 years worth of Facebook Lives Q&As. I can guarantee you I've answered every question at this point. There will not be one that is like, what the hell just happened? I've never seen this question before. That's not going to happen. But as a bootstrapper, when you're coming up on a problem, when you have something you need to solve, you need to go and do the research. You need to go to the blog site. You need to look for your information. It is all there. You owe it to your future self to do the research and the work. That's why I have it on the blog site. So you've got the podcast and you've got archived videos on the free site. Now, if you've been doing your blueprint all week long, one of the things that you're going to have is you're going to have a list of all of the emotional things that are standing in your way. You're going to have a list of all your excuses, all your bullshit patterns, everything that's getting in your way and what you need to work on. You should have a nice hearty collection by now. I would expect everybody to have lots and lots of stuff that they've taken notes on this week. It's like, oop, that's my problem. Oop, that's my problem. Oop, I caught myself overeating. Oh, I binged the other day. Whatever's on there, you're going to go and you're going to search the podcasts and you're going to listen to those lessons, but you're only going to pick one problem at a time. One problem at a time. We don't fix all of them. We only need to fix one at a time. So you'll go to the podcasts, you'll search through them and listen to the lessons that help you with that specific thing. The other thing is I would just do one problem a week and then schedule the day that you're going to work on your problem. So pick out like 20 to 30 minutes during the week where you're like, all right, I'm going to listen to the podcast on my problem. And then I'm going to have another 20 to 30 minutes sometime during this week where I'm going to do whatever Corinne told me to do in that damn podcast. I'm going to sketch it out. I'm going to do all these things. And that's how I would set it up. Now, for the free people, here's some of the things I suggest that you do. I want you to make a list of what I call SOS podcasts. SOS podcasts are like, here is the bullshit that always trips me up. It's weekend eating. It's like, I just binged my face off. What do I do after that? Go through the podcasts and find them and make notes in your phone, save them so that when you've like had a doo-doo moment, you can go and listen to something that will help you take out a baby wipe and wipe that dirty ass right out of the diaper. That's what you would do. No BS woman, here's what you will do. You don't need SOS archives. We have the Ask Coaches feature. So whatever problem you've just had, you go to Ask Coaches, you post your question, they'll work specifically with you on your problem and give you specific answers. So you're not going to have to go search podcasts and do all that kind of shit. The other thing that you can do, though, is you can also go into the Facebook group, post what happened, and then in the Facebook group, you're going to have people there who are going to be like, that happened to me, and here's what I did. If we have a coaching call on it, which I promise you, we probably have 30. If we have a lesson or a coaching call or something specific, they will link you up directly to it so that you're not having to create your own resources. Free people, find a friend that will listen to the podcast with you. And every week you guys listen to the new podcast. And then by the end of the month, you've got four podcasts. Once a month, get on the phone or get on a free Zoom call. You can set up a Zoom account for yourself for free and you got 40 minutes to talk, I believe. Get on and discuss what you learned and then put it into action. Y'all talk it out. You discuss it. This like gets your brain going. Now for my girls, this is what I want you to do. We have accountability groups that we will set you up with. So once you get going past module one, we are going to send you over to like a link to where if you want an accountability group and you want a partner, we will put you together with other women like you. And we teach you all the things around it. You can also, if you don't want to do that part, where y'all are going to be talking about what's going on and have check-ins and all that kind of stuff, what you can do is you can just listen to the replays of the calls that we have each week, or you can attend the worksheet calls that we have, where in the program you're going to have worksheet calls once a week where the coaches are working interactively with everyone. You can listen to the replay of it, or you can attend live. And then during that part, that's where you're going to get real specific and dialed in. We'll get a little, you know, deeper there, but you'll have access to accountability groups. Or if you don't want an accountability partner, we got you. You'll have coach calls that you can be like, okay, this is how to do the worksheets. This is the important information. This is the problems that are coming up. This is the learning. The last for the free people, visit my faves page and read books to hear other expert opinions. Other experts and gurus. Don't just learn from me. Go to my faves page, order books, listen to podcasts and stuff. It's on the PNP411.com website. If you go to the blog and you read any of them, just open one blog, read it on the sidebar, you will see the faves page. If you go to PNP411.com/faves, it'll be right there for you. Look through the books and read them. Now, if you're inside the membership, there's a few things that we do for you. We do actual book studies on books, and we bring in the author of the book to talk just to us and answer questions. We did Chasing Cupcakes. We're reaching out to another author for December. The other thing that we do in there is we do what we call short series that are not necessarily always directly just weight loss related, but they help you in areas that you need help in that usually cause overeating. So we have a 4-week series called the Peaceful Parenting Series, where we brought in a parenting expert to help people parent through the pandemic. So she did a four video class for us with Q&A that helps with strategies on parenting, because a lot of us are eating over that stuff. We're in the middle of an anti-bias for we have a lot of women in our group who have children of color, and they're struggling because they're trying to, like, they just need some anti-bias training around that. So we have that going on right now. We are working on a 4-week series for just our binge eaters, where we will be releasing that later in the year, where we're going to have an expert come in. I am working with that expert personally, where we're going to create a binge 4-week series to help the binge eaters. Where are things different for you, and like give you some extra tools and stuff. So for you guys, that's what you'll be doing. All right. I'm going to go to Q&A, before I do, I just want to thank all of you for this week. I mean, I cried yesterday about it. I'm promising myself I'm not going to cry today, but it is not easy as women to make ourselves a priority. I know it's not. I talked to you guys yesterday about selfishness. So many of us feel guilty and selfish when we do anything for ourselves. And the problem is that we're like, when you think about doing things for yourself, it's only selfish if you're doing it in order to harm someone else, or that you don't care that it's going to harm someone else. That's being selfish. But when you prioritize yourself, it's called caring for yourself, and it allows you to start giving the people in your life the best version of you instead of the worn out version of you. And that is being selfless, full of self-care. That's the ultimate definition of modeling to you and others what it means to be worthy. We need more of that in this world right now. We need more people demonstrating worthiness, if ever in the history of the world. Okay, let's do this. Let's stop sharing. And where's my stop share? There we go. Okay, let's see what the questions are. How do I join anonymously? Do you mean to this call? You don't have to join our membership anonymously, but if you don't want to be in the Facebook group, or come to calls, I believe you just take your name out. But I believe that's what you're asking. But guys, if you're joining, you don't have to be in the Facebook group. About 30% of our members never join our Facebook group. They just like to use the resources of of the website, and they sometimes attend live calls. They do all that stuff. If you ask a question and ask coaches and it's very personal, you don't have to leave a name. Everything is anonymous there. Like, we don't know who's asking us questions. I feel like I need to put off joining when I will have the time to invest 100% into the work. My life is being turned upside down job-wise. There's no way I'll have time to do the work, but still want to do good for me also. How do we find balance when our lives are chaotic right now and planning on working on the four basics and catching some podcasts? We just listen in your dead time. I just was in the Facebook group and somebody was literally listening. They had their iPad set up in the bathroom and were listening while they took a shower. That's how short the lessons are. If you want to listen to the lessons, you can do it. But Denise, this is the thing. It sounds like, I want you to watch where your brain is like, I've got a lot going on. I don't know how I'm not going to overeat through it. You probably need somebody to teach you how to not overeat when you have a lot going on. The four basics don't take any extra time. They actually take less time than overeating. They take less time than dwelling on not being able to do this. Denise, if you're here right now, you have enough time to do no BS. This call is already at 46 minutes. You could have been through three or four lessons by now. The plan takes 2 minutes a morning. You get to use whatever resources you want, as little or as much, and it's self-paced. Just do it when you have that time. We all, like, I want everybody to think about this. There's 24 hours in a day, 24, eight of which you sleep, eight of which you're at work, and eight of which are accounted for in different areas of your life. If we can't find 15 minutes to do something for ourselves, you got bigger problems than weight loss. I mean, you can make your plan and listen to a lesson every day in less than 15 minutes. What is today's call to action for the existing known? Jill, you're so funny. All week long, you've been so good. Today's call to action is to make sure that you are either on tomorrow's call, Jill, and that you have your planner ready to go, or that you, if you don't have a planner or you didn't print one and you're waiting on yours, that you at least bring a piece of paper, because you can do whatever you need to do tomorrow. But it is to get ready for tomorrow's session. That's the major call to action today, Jill. Just be ready for tomorrow. And then, or let me say this, if you're an OBS woman and you can't come to tomorrow's live kickoff call, I want you to get your phone. I don't have my phone. It's overcharging. When you get your phone out, I want you to set an alarm to go off on your calendar on the day that you are going to watch it. When are you going to make time for it? It will be about a 60-minute call that you can put on 2x speed. Hint, hint. So it will be 30 minutes of your time, and it can be broke up into 3 10-minute segments if you need. It can be that easy. What is the Facebook group name for new members? That will come to you when you finish module one of No BS. We don't let you in the Facebook group until your ass has watched those videos. Here's why. I want to make sure you get started on No BS before you get your mouth running on the Facebook. Facebook is where we do the community and the camaraderie. So I'm dangling the carrot for all my little bunny rabbits to get through module one so that you can get to that Facebook group if you want it. And it will come to you in email when you finish. Debbie, the Zoom is Sunday at noon for our new members. It is. It's not on this link. It's in our private member link. So this link is specially for this challenge. But if you go to the website, just log in, pnptribe.com. There's a banner on there, I believe, right now that will give you the link to the Zoom call right on the front page. If it's not there, we're going to be emailing everybody tomorrow when we go live. We are also, if you go to the website and you find the training calendar on the menu, the link is always in the training calendar too. Thank you, Cindy. That was very sweet of you. I've been watching replays, so maybe a bit behind. I did join. Good for you, Anna. That's my mom's name, by the way, Anna. Working through the orientation. I know it is self-paced. Will your emails give us direction on the next thing? Should I check in on the website daily? Our emails will give you direction, but our videos also do. So every video, like I'll say, like, and start your next lesson, or it will talk, like, the worksheet will be on the page. So as long as you keep watching the videos, you'll be getting emails and you'll be getting led through the program. We send out, you won't get it this week just because you're brand new, but starting next week, every Sunday, you'll get a newsletter from us that's called the No BS News. It will tell you exactly what we're working on this week. Can I watch this Zoom later today? Yes, Janie. You can go to pnp411.com/foodiseasy-replays. Everybody, the replays are coming down tomorrow at noon, so please don't forget and get them all watched. If you're in the Facebook group, it's already going to be there. If you go to the units tab when this call's over, the video will be in there. So make sure that you watch the videos before noon tomorrow, because as of noon tomorrow, we will be taking all the videos down in the Facebook group. We'll be taking all the videos down on the website. So everything comes down and the Facebook group gets archived tomorrow. And so you can still look at the conversations and you can like things, but you won't be able to comment and stuff, but you can go and you can kind of look through, you know, just all the different dialogues, all the different conversations and what people were learning through the week. So that'll be there for you. We will probably take that page down in about 30 days. But y'all just remember that it will come down at noon tomorrow. Now, let's see, is there any other questions? Hang on a second. How do I know I moved to the Tribe podcast correctly? Do I need to download a new app? Yes, Rian. So when you go through orientation, since you're new, there is a little video that talks about the podcast, and then it has the instructions on how to put it on your phone. So there is there's separate podcasts just for our No BS members where all the content goes. So we have it on video for your computers if you just like watching me, but we also have it on the podcast for our private members. Do I have to leave my Marco Polo accountability group if most are not in the tribe? No, Judy, you don't have to leave your friends. You can keep your friends. I don't mind. So tomorrow for the No BS meeting, what is the link to find you? If you log in, Andy, to pnptribe.com, let me just make sure that banner's up there. I keep saying it's up there, but I just want to make sure. And Kathy, if you can do it before I can get logged in, you can tell me in the questions. Hang on a second. And I will tell you, make sure that it's right on that homepage. We've been talking about getting it up there. Yes. When you log in at the very top, it says in blue, it's right above that beautiful picture of me in a leather jacket. Don't miss the No BS kickoff call with Corinne on Sunday, 9:20 at 12 p.m. Central Time. There's a button that says join the call. So tomorrow you just got to like log in and click that button and you will be here with me. Thank you, Charlene. That's sweet of you. Bonuses are not available. No, the bonuses did expire last night, but that big ass orientation call is just waiting on you, Anonymous. There you go. Today is the last day. So we are going to close things at midnight tonight. Trust me, we're closing it. My ass is tired. I'm losing my voice. I already talk most days of the week, but I don't know that I yell as much. My members can tell you if I yell as much as I do on these free things. But yeah, we will for sure be closing tonight. So what is the Facebook group for those who don't join this time? There is no Facebook group for all of you who don't join. So that free group goes away. I suggest you go to my public pages on Instagram and when I do my daily posts and you make comments and then you commune there. Oh, Ryan. Oh, that's okay. I didn't mean to missay your name. Let's see. Is there anything else I need to answer? All right, guys, I think that's it. This is the last day. I so appreciate you guys so much. I really do. Even if you don't join, just keep listening to the podcast. Please don't give up on yourself. If you can't join, it is no reason to stop. It is no reason to feel bad. It is no reason to beat yourself up. Remember what I said. You're the solution. Whether or not you can join me or not, you're still the solution. Start thinking about you being your own hero. Start thinking about you being your solution. Start thinking about like setting yourself up to go after your dreams rather than setting yourself up to only think about what might not work for you. All right. New ladies, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, y'all have a beautiful Saturday. Enjoy it. It's fall-like temperatures here in Tennessee. I plan to enjoy it myself. Bye, y'all.